It's continuing coverage of AP Girls Soccer, talking about a 4-0 home win over Clear Lake in the quarterfinal round of the 1A regional postseason. Joining me right now is head coach Corey Getch, and always great to win postseason games, right? Yeah, you guys are moving on. I just want to get your initial thoughts on this game, how you guys ultimately were able to, pull away in this one, especially with a strong second half, being able to put three more in to really leave no doubt in this one.
Yeah, I thought the girls really came out in that second half and looked really good. We had a lot of opportunities in the first half. We just weren't able to convert those. We knew going into the game, we scouted them pretty hard, that they had a really talented goalkeeper with a lot of height, and she was going to be a little bit of trouble for us, but we were able to find the back of the net a few more times and get it taken care of in that second half.
Yeah, she certainly had a lot of saves. You guys had a lot of shots on goal in that first half, able to get a few through. So when it comes to game planning for a team like Clear Lake, you have her, the goalkeeper, and then the Jones girl that come in with by far the most goals on the team, 16 or 17 scored on the season. Maybe a little bit of a different type of team that you're maybe used to defending. What was kind of the game plan, scouting report for these guys, and ultimately being able to execute it and shut them down tonight?
Yeah, we knew Jones was going to be a top player. She runs it down the wing really fast. She's got great ball skills. We talked a lot about her, making sure that we weren't diving into those balls and forcing her to pass to her other teammates down the field and just not giving her a lot of space to run. And I thought our girls did a pretty good job. We put Whitney Cope on her, and she really just shut her down the whole night. Impressive job there.
You bet. And then when it comes to some other players, obviously Adrie Allen able to put in a couple of goals. I believe it was Shelby Arcoleri connected on that one corner kick, and then a Sierra Troina as well. But Allen, really, she was able to find the ball in open space quite a bit tonight. What can you say about how your offense was really able to flow and get her a lot of open looks here in this one?
Our buildup was good. I thought we were able to find those through balls, just tons of those in that first half. We were able to just kind of open them up there. And we knew ahead of time, just by looking through the scouting report and stuff, that they would we would be able to play that wing pretty well. So we kind of loaded that up ahead of time, and we were ready for that.
So it sets up a matchup with Dyke New Hartford next week. I know it's just one game at a time, but that's a team that you've seen twice already, a couple of close losses to those guys. What are your thoughts on taking them on here a third time, and what it's going to take to possibly turn things around and see if you can get the victory against them next week?
Sure. I mean, Dyke New Hartford, wow, they're a great team, and they have some real talented girls on that squad. We've really been working on it, playing them hard. We're gonna keep kind of going after it and trying to find those opportunities for us, and hopefully we'll be able to convert some goals. We were able to get one in the last game, and we're hoping to continue to just keep hitting that net and hopefully find the back of it.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to share, or any of your other players you want to recognize before we wrap up here tonight?
No, I thought we had a great squad. I know in the midfield we were doing just a fabulous job of just kind of trying to move the ball, get it through there. All the girls worked really hard tonight, so it was a good effort.
All right, that's AP Girls Soccer Coach Corey Getch joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports on a 4-0 victory over Clear Lake. Appreciate the time tonight, Coach.
Thanks.